Good morning. It's April 3rd and this is your daily brief in Australian news. Here's everything you need to know. In a pivotal moment for Australia's political landscape, the Voice to Parliament referendum has seen a staggering influx of donations, with the Yes campaign significantly outpacing the No side in financial backing. This surge in funding raises questions about the sources of these contributions and the implications for democratic processes. The heart of this financial juggernaut is Australians for Indigenous Constitutional Recognition, which alone received $47.5 million. Close behind, the Uluru Dialogues Group and Australians for Unity each secured over $11 million, underscoring the considerable support for the Yes campaign. Yet amidst this flood of funds, a shadow looms large, with 21% of the total $79.6 million in donations shrouded in mystery. This lack of transparency, dubbed dark funding, casts a pall over the referendum, prompting concerns about the influence of undisclosed financial backers. Among the disclosed benefactors, notable figures emerge, including the philanthropic Paul Ramsay Foundation, technology entrepreneur Craig Winkler, and former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull. Their contributions highlight the breadth of support for the Voice to Parliament. In contrast, the political landscape saw the Liberal Party outspending the Labor Party threefold, though both were dwarfed by the main campaign body's expenditures. In the 11th hour of the referendum, businessman Clive Palmer unleashed nearly $2 million in an anti-Voice advertising blitz, adding another layer of complexity to the funding saga. This financial tale of the referendum not only underscores the high stakes involved, but also ignites a debate on the need for greater transparency in political funding. As Australia navigates the aftermath of the referendum, the impact of these donations and the questions they raise about democratic integrity remain at the forefront of national discourse. In the land down under, the economic tightrope walk continues as the Reserve Bank of Australia holds the interest rate steady at 4.35%. It's a decision underscored by a mix of caution and concern, reflecting the complexities of today's economic landscape. Australia's economy is currently in a precarious position, navigating through several significant challenges. The Reserve Bank's steadfast interest rate mirrors its attempt to balance these challenges. Among the key issues is the ability of households to manage their mortgage repayments in an environment where inflation remains a looming threat. This concern is compounded by the uncertainty of whether increased wages will translate into higher household spending, a crucial factor for economic momentum. Moreover, the Reserve Bank is keeping a close eye on the job market and the broader global economic climate, with a particular focus on China. Given that China is Australia's largest trading partner, any fluctuations in its economy could have ripple effects. Additionally, the spectre of services inflation, coupled with sluggish productivity growth and the potential mismatch between demand and supply, adds layers of complexity to the economic outlook. The overarching narrative is one of caution. The Reserve Bank's decision to maintain the interest rate is a reflection of the delicate balance the Australian economy currently faces. With the stability of the economy hanging in the balance, any future adjustments to the interest rate could have significant implications, making it a critical juncture for policymakers and observers alike. In Melbourne, the heart of Australia's live music scene is under siege, with a crisis that threatens to silence half of its iconic venues. This dire situation has caught the attention of federal authorities, prompting a national inquiry into the sustainability of live music in the city. The live music industry in Melbourne is facing unprecedented challenges. A significant factor contributing to the distress of these venues is the skyrocketing operational costs. Among these, a tenfold increase in public liability insurance stands out as particularly crippling. This financial strain has already led to the closure of several beloved live music bars and pubs, leaving a void in Melbourne's cultural landscape. the government's multi-million dollar Always Live program, designed to bolster the live music scene, has come under fire. Critics argue that the initiative falls short of supporting the grassroots venues that form the backbone of Melbourne's live music ecosystem. In response, industry insiders are calling for immediate policy interventions. They suggest tax offsets and access to state-owned insurance as viable solutions to alleviate the financial burden on these cultural institutions. Recognizing the gravity of the situation, a federal parliamentary inquiry has been announced. Its mission is to delve into the myriad challenges facing Melbourne's live music industry, from the surge in operational costs to the decline in bar sales that threaten the viability of smaller venues. Through this inquiry, there's hope for actionable solutions that could revive and sustain the vibrancy of Melbourne's live music scene, preserving its legacy for future generations. In a landmark ruling, the High Court in NZYQ declared the indefinite detention of asylum seekers unlawful, setting off a chain of responses that has put the Albanese government in the spotlight for its proposed legislative countermeasures. This decision has not only rekindled debates on immigration policy, but also exposed a divide in political perspectives on how to address the complexities of asylum and migration. Following the High Court's decision, the Albanese government swiftly introduced legislation that imposes harsh penalties and restrictive conditions on those released from detention. This move has sparked a wave of criticism, particularly from the opposition, which argues that the government's response is too lenient, advocating for more stringent measures to be put in place. The rhetoric has escalated, with Deputy Opposition Leader Susan Ley making controversial comments that link foreign criminals to assaults on Australian women, a statement that has been met with accusations of xenophobia. In a further development, the government has also tabled a bill aimed at criminalising the refusal to cooperate with deportation orders and potentially reversing protection statuses already granted. This proposed legislation has raised concerns among human rights advocates and legal experts, prompting calls for a reassessment of its potential impact on vulnerable groups, including asylum seekers. A prominent voice in this debate is a legal expert and Vice President of Liberty Victoria, who has urged the government to carefully consider the human consequences of its legislative actions. The expert highlights the need for policies that respect the rights and dignity of all individuals, especially those fleeing persecution and seeking refuge. As the discussion unfolds, the balance between national security and human rights remains a contentious issue, underscoring the challenges faced by policymakers in navigating the complex terrain of immigration law. After an unseasonably warm and dry March, residents in New South Wales and Queensland are bracing themselves for a dramatic shift in weather. The Bureau of Meteorology has forecasted a week of heavy rain and storms, marking a sudden transition from dry to drenched. The forecast predicts a second east coast low, a weather phenomenon known for causing widespread showers, thunderstorms, and gusty winds. This impending weather event is expected to particularly affect areas such as Sydney, the Blue Mountains, and Illawarra, raising concerns about heavy rainfall and the potential for flash flooding. This unusual weather pattern follows national data for March, which has already recorded above-average temperatures and rainfall. This continuation of extreme weather conditions aligns with the recent Australian summer being the third hottest on record. Furthermore, the year 2023 has been marked globally as the hottest year on record. These weather patterns are not merely coincidental, but are closely linked to climate change. Experts attribute the shift towards more heavy rain and fewer drizzle-type rain events as a direct consequence of global warming. This trend underscores the broader implications of climate change on weather patterns, emphasizing the need for preparedness and adaptation in the face of increasingly unpredictable weather. This has been your Daily Brief in Australian News. To read more about these stories, follow the links in the episode bio. You can also subscribe to these updates via email at www.brief.news. For more daily podcasts about the topics you love, visit brief.news/podcasts. Tune in tomorrow. We'll be back with everything you need to know.